This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient first name is Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N. Last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is 1-11-1942. Date of evaluation is 8-25-2023. HPI history page complaints. Urgent psychiatric evaluation requested for management of patient's anxiety, comma, restlessness, comma, agitation, comma, poor safety awareness. History of present illness, this is an 81 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 8-24-2023 upon transfer from Corwell Health, Farmington Hills. Patient's chart indicates hypertension, ASHD, history of urinary tract infection, history of falls, encephalopathy, peer patient is very confused, her conversation is rather nonsensical and out of touch with the reality. Patient was rambling and talking about her mom and dad being alive, and she thinks that her dad is 95 years old and mom is 90 something. Period patient was confused about how many children she has. And she thought one of her sons is in the army. Period she was rambling and talking about somebody named Angie. Period she could not tell me today's date, month, season. And when I asked her who the current president of the United States is, she stated, quote, I've known him since he was 2 years old, unquote. She told me that her dad is a minister, an overseer of all the churches. When I asked her what kind of work she did, she stated that she was, quote, leader of young people, come and read Bible, and does offering for the speaker, unquote. Patient thought her husband passed away past December. Patient's chart indicates that she is being treated for UTI, and she's on cephalexin, 500 milligram twice a day. Period. She was admitted here on Ativan, 0.5 milligram Q6 hours PRN, and quetiapine, 12.5 milligram in the morning, and 25 milligram HS. His staff reports that patient frequently attempts to get up. She has a history of falls and continues to be at high risk for falls due to her severe cognitive impairment. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's son, Randy, on phone, who stated that up until a couple of weeks ago, she was reasonably functional. And was able to ambulate and manage things independently. But her cognitive decline has been very quick and significant. Patient's son stated that her dad was a minister and also served in the army. He stated that both of his parents are deceased. His dad died a couple of years ago. Patient apparently had a history of quote, psychotic breakdown, unquote, after divorce. from her husband. Patients' records indicate that she might have experienced a manic psychotic episode, but son denies that patient was under care of any psychiatrist or taking any psychotropic medications for any psychiatric disorder. Next paragraph, review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, history of falls, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment no, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations unknown, prior history of suicide attempts no, prior history of aggression no. Next paragraph, education history, current occupation not working. Next paragraph, for relationship under current relationship status, divorced, patient's ex-husband died a couple of years ago, number of children, two. Next paragraph, legal issue, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform, and chart nursing, family, phone conversation with patient son, Randy. Next paragraph, under history and average, see medical history as reported in HPI, under review of history and average. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 128 over 70, pulse 90, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor somewhat uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, wheelchair assistance, speech, trouble finding words, mood, anxious, thought processes, severely confused, associations, illogical, perceptual disturbances, denies auditory visual hallucinations, but conversation is out of touch with reality and delusional, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person only, place, time impaired, memory recent and remote impaired, attention impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, active end 0.5 milligram Q6 hours PRN, and Seroquel 12.5 milligram in the morning and 25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity with psychotic disturbance of 0.3.92 plans. Increase quetiapine to 12.5 milligram twice a day and continue 25 milligram HS. Staff needs to anticipate patient's needs. Period patient would benefit for one-on-one observation, considering being at very high risk of falls and poor safety awareness. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity with anxiety of 0.3.94, plans continue at FN as prescribed. Notify service under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, patient has underlying dementia and is also being treated for UTI, which could contribute to increased confusion and mental status changes. Period ongoing follow-up with attending physician for underlying medical management. Next paragraph, orders and procedures are 99305 under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check on the side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines. Next paragraph, risk benefits statements. In my medical determination, above referenced risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment, potential consequences of harm to herself and others. Check that box. This is end of dictation.